Ah, the Nobel Prize, the pinnacle of scientific achievement. It's every researcher's dream to receive that early morning call from Stockholm, and every science journalist's dream to travel to Sweden and cover the event. Unfortunately for me, the podcast is still on a shoestring budget, and all they can afford to send me to is this. Ig Nobel. That's right. I'm here at Harvard University covering the 16th first annual Ig Nobel Prize. Hey, what the hell is an Ig Nobel anyway?
It took me years to be able to put it into words, but it's that quality that the whole Ig Nobel thing is centered around. Whatever it is they've done, it first makes people laugh, and then it makes them think.
That's Mark Abrams. He founded the Ig Nobel Prize, and he's presiding over this evening's events.
We like to think that about the Ig Nobels is that merely by existing, the Ig Nobel Prizes make the Nobel Prizes shine all the more brightly.
But that's all a little abstract. What do you really have to do to win this prestigious award? That's the question I put to Dr. Francis Fessmeyer of the University of Tennessee, who won this year's prize in medicine for his unique cure for the hiccups.
I tried digital rectal massage, and it worked.
What is digital rectal massage?
It is actually sticking a finger with a surgical glove on, by the way, and stimulating the nerves in the rectum. There's what's called vagal nerves that affect a part of the central nervous system that decreases nerve conduction. And patients with intractable hiccups can be cured by anything that stimulates that nerve.
So I guess, science is full of eureka moments. And I'm just wondering, what was your eureka moment? When did you realize we're going about this hiccup thing through the wrong end? We actually need to go through the rectum.
It was a one-time thing. That's why this is such a shock. I showed in one patient that it worked, and I have no desire to do it again.
Dr. Fessmeyer is being too modest. His pioneering work, and indeed all the Ig Nobels, are held in high regard by at least one Nobel Prize winner, Frank Wilczek of MIT. So which do you think is more prestigious, a Nobel Prize or an Ig Nobel?
Well, they're prestigious in different ways, but I think the Ig Nobel Prize is probably harder to get.
Why do you say that?
Because it requires thinking outside the box.
And being labeled an out-of-the-box thinker can profoundly change one's career. Just ask a past Ig Nobel winner.
My name is Kees Moeliker. I'm from the Natural History Museum in Rotterdam and currently European Bureau Chief of Improbable Research. And in 2003, I won the Ig Nobel Prize in the field of biology for my report on the first case of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard duck.
How has winning the Ig Nobel for this finding really changed your life?
Well, to some extent, I mean, right now, if there's somebody anywhere in the world who sees something about bird behavior that's not in the handbooks, they call me or they email me and say, hey, did you hear about this? And is this normal? Or could you please take notice of that?
What's the oddest, aside from the fact that a duck raped a dead duck?
Well, there is in Rotterdam, in the city where I live, there is a family who has a nice house in a suburban quarter. And in their garden lives a blackbird. And this blackbird has the habit of continuously flying into the window. And he's been doing this for almost 2 years now. And sometimes the bird is away. They don't know where he goes. Maybe to another window. But he always comes back to the same garden and he flies into the window. Sometimes half an hour in a row. Sometimes only 5 minutes. But this is his life. This is one of my projects. I want to know what's happening inside the brains of this blackbird.
So Kees Moeliker has clearly embraced his celebrity and even used it to stimulate some exciting new research paths. But Dr. Fessmeyer doesn't seem ready for his Ig Nobel glory. So how do you think winning the Ig Nobel is going to change your life?
And in my local town of Chattanooga, Tennessee, nobody's aware of my serious research. I'm only known outside of Chattanooga, and I'm really worried that this is going to make our local paper, and I will only be known for digital rectal massage.
Now, were you worried about that before or after you brought, what, probably 200 or 300 digital rectal massage kits complete with latex gloves and KY jelly?
Well, once you've embarrassed yourself, you might as well just keep going with the flow.
A man after my own heart. From Cambridge, Massachusetts, this is Jeff Brumfield, signing off. Ig Nobel, Ig Nobel.